This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking, cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
And this week, Paula McIntyre's bringing us a taste of Italy with piadina. And
That's it, John, yeah.
And you've been making your own cheese.
Yeah, I love making cheese, especially ricotta. It's the easiest cheese in the world to make, actually. I first saw this being made when I was in Italy. And I went to this, the village I go to, there was a wee man making cheese, and I had to go up and see him. He had a big pot over a fire, a massive pot. It was nearly bigger than him, and he had an old stick that he was stirring it with. No health and hygiene, you know.
He kept lifting
the stick up and putting it up to his lower lip to check the temperature.
Lovely.
When it got to a certain point, he put in lots of lemon juice. So we're going to do this a little bit more hygienically today. This is a great way, John, if you've got leftover milk. You know, I don't drink milk in my coffee, but I always have milk in the house. And then, you know, for anybody that calls in and then you think, oh, I've got this load of milk. You can only do this with whole milk now, but just put it into a non-reactive saucepan. So avoid the aluminium ones or you'll end up with blue cheese.
And not, really?
Like a kind of a grey blue. So because when you put the acid into it, it kind of reacts. So you get either stainless steel or stainless steel is your best. And then if you have a thermometer, you just put the milk into the saucepan, a teaspoonful of salt, and keep stirring it, every now and then so it doesn't stick to the bottom. And then when it reaches 84 degrees, you add vinegar or lemon juice. I just normally add like a white vinegar. And then it'll curdle. And then just turn it off, cover it with a clean tea towel, and just leave it to cool. And then just take a sieve over a bowl and put in, like a blue J cloth, or if you can get muslin, get it. Sometimes you get it actually, where the nappies are, within the baby,
right.
In the chemist. And just line the sieve with that and then just spoon the curds into that.
Oh, so the curds have appeared at this stage with the vinegar.
When you add the vinegar, you will see that immediately. By the way, John, if you don't have a thermometer, just stick your pinky into it. And when it gets a wee bit hot, too hot to handle, not boiling yet, that's pretty much where you're at.
Okay.
So don't worry if you don't have a thermometer. And then to pile up the curds, just leave it to sit and all your whey will come down. Don't throw the whey out. That makes the best. If you're doing soda farls or scones or wheaten bread, anything that you would use buttermilk in. So I made some scones yesterday, just wee treacle scones with the whey, and they were turned out beautifully. So don't waste that. And if you don't want to make the scones straight away, stick the whey into a plastic bottle and stick it in the freezer until you're ready to use it.
So you take the curds are in the cloth then, and you
cool them down. Yeah, that's your cheese. So let that drip, and then I normally put it into the fridge for a few hours and let it drip, and then take up any excess whey, get rid of it, and then your cheese, just check the seasoning on it, and then add some loads of herbs, John, or you can just leave it as is. But I like to just put in lots of parsley, lots of basil, and it's lovely.
So that's
and
it. As simple as that, then.
That's it. That's ricotta.
Wow.
Honestly, this is the whole thing. you buy 2 litres of milk. That somebody through the week said to me, I can't get ricotta. And I said, well, sure, make it. They're like, okay, I couldn't make it. And I sent them the message. I've sent them the recipe. And no, I can make it. You're right. And you buy 2 litres of milk for, what, 1.50? I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
And you'd pay, you get pretty much, you know, about a pound of ricotta for that. And that's, if you were buying if you're buying a pound of ricotta in the shop or less than that, it would cost you £2.
And you can do anything with the ricotta. Money. You can put any herbs in it. You can put chilli in it. You can put basil in it, whatever you have yourself. And then that goes with your piadina.
Yeah, that's it. So the piadina dough, again, very easy. It's just plain flour and baking powder, a couple of tablespoons of olive oil, some salt, and then just make up a dough with lukewarm water. That's it. Just, you know, not just nice and loose. I've got it here. It's just, and then just press that. Just knead that. The only thing is you need it for about 10 minutes, John. So onto a floured board and just, you know, give yourself a good workout, let's say, you know. And then leave it for about half an hour. And then the recipe that I've done does 4 piadina. That's out of 250 grams of flour. And then just roll it out really thinly. I've got a pan on here. Just stick this on, John. So I've rolled it out really thinly. And then in the pan, so it's quite hot. Dry pan. And just put that on. And it's and it'll start to bubble up. When it starts to bubble up, flip it over. But the great thing about it is you get that lovely smell, you know, of flour.
Yeah.
And, you know, burnt flour, slightly scorched flour. And it's really, really easy.
So that's your bread, your piadina.
That's your bread.
Your cheese is your homemade ricotta.
That's right. And then just some tomatoes. And all I did was put whole cherry tomatoes into I think local tomatoes are starting to come in now. And they're amazing. So just a bit of salt, some balsamic vinegar, some oil. Throw that into the oven, you know, in a lowish oven, and let them just cook until they burst. And then that's it, John. And you know, I've got some salami on it. You don't have to do salami, but I quite like a bit of salami and cheese.
And drizzle a wee bit of olive oil over the top.
A wee bit of olive oil, and fold it over, or roll it up, a few leaves in it, and that's it. Nice warm sandwich, you know. And you'll shut your eyes, and you'll be transported to the Emilia Romano region where the recipe comes from.
That sounds gorgeous.
It's really good. And do you know something? I can't begin to tell you. I've been making ricotta cheese for years. I still love doing it. It's just you get such a kick out of taking 2 litres of milk and pressing it and putting it into wee moulds and, you know, making your cheese. And it's lovely. I think it's one of the nicest things.
Blessed are the cheesemakers.
Blessed are the cheesemakers. I'm just flipping this over now, John, if you can hear that there. And it sort of puffs up a bit and it's,
you can hear it.
Lovely.
I can't taste it, though.
No, no, John. Well, you can make that. You should be making these this afternoon for your family.
I might actually do that. I might.
Because the
cheese
so sounds easy.
Yeah, pretty straightforward. That sounds good.
If you don't want to make the cheese, just, you know, a wee bit of cream cheese or even just grated, you know, some grated parmesan or something, or mascarpone would be lovely.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.